Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized weekend political podcast. Hope you will enjoy this one because we're going to talk about the weighty topic of Delilah. Now, I'm sure everybody who's listening to this will be familiar with the Tom Jones hit Delilah. Song from the, I think from the 60s. It had a big hit with it, it's got obviously global fame and all of that. But anyway, point is, Delilah has been banned from Wales rugby matches, Welsh rugby games, due to what they call the problematic nature of the song. Problematic. So choirs have been banned from performing the Tom Jones hit Delilah during the Welsh international rugby matches at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, due to what the UK's media calls the problematic nature of the lyrics. The lyrics of the 60s hit, which was removed from the halftime entertainment list, allude to a woman being stabbed by her jealous partner. Oh no, oh no. And apparently if people hear that, it's just encouraging violence towards women. Why, oh, why does Tom Jones not realize the sheer awfulness of this? And actually, Tom Jones was forming this because you may remember he did a duet with another Welsh lady, whose name I can't remember, entitled Baby, It's Cold Outside. Remember the old sort of classic song, Baby, It's Cold Outside? But that was problematic as well, because he apparent in the story, it refers to slipping something in her drink. So it's kind of rape. So let me get this right, Tom Jones. So in Delilah, you're encouraging the murder of women. And then in Baby, It's Cold Outside, you're encouraging potentially date rape. Oh my God. I mean, this man needs to be imprisoned. Or alternatively, here's the alternative view. This is absolute garbage from woke as hell snowflakes who don't want to actually deal with the fact that people just enjoy a bit of music. Delilah is a sing-along tune. That's all it is. End off. Nobody listens to that and thinks, I think maybe I should go and murder a woman. No one thinks that. No one's ever done that. Except in the feverish, febrile imaginations of 21st century wokerati who just go around all the time looking to be offended. Delilah offends me. Ban it. What else might I could be? Well, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I think they try to ban it or rewrite the lyrics. Rewrite the lyrics. And they've done it in so much. I mean, this is one of my hobby horses. It bothers me enormously. I believe that songs in particular are written in the moment. They relate to the time. Decades on, you might take a different view. I mean, I have a particular sort of grudge in this one because I've talked this before. My very favorite song, which I'll take to the grave, is Elvis Costello's Oliver's Army. He doesn't even sing that anymore live because the problematic lyrics. The problematic lyrics. They bleep it if you play it on radio. It's still a really, really popular tune. Great melody, brilliant words, but a couple of them are deemed by Wokerati problematic. He mentions the N-word, but in a different context. So it's very clever wordplay, but that doesn't matter. And this is the way these people do. They hunt in packs. They go after every bit of art that they don't like. And I believe music is art. In fact, I believe music is a very high form of art because the great thing about art is it lifts a human experience. It lifts, I believe, our human souls. And that's why I love art. And that art, it may be, like I did the other week, going to see a Van Gogh or Van Gogh exhibition. It may be just listening to music. It might be reading Shakespeare, or Dickens or whatever it is. There's so much art we can enjoy. But some miserable person out there, it's going to be sitting in their mother's bedroom, fuming at the fact that, oh my God, we've got to stop this Delilah being played. It's going to only encourage all those Welsh fans to go out and cause mass slaughter of women in the streets of Cardiff. And then if you think that wasn't bad enough, the Welsh police, did you see a Welsh police inspector piled in the back of this? And he was saying he was 100% on board with this. He was going with, it's time to move on. It's time to leave Delilah in the past. After all, two women are murdered in Wales in the, each every week or every month. Okay, what are you doing about stopping the murders? You absolute, you know what? It's the trying to associate things is a particular tool of the wokerati. So Delilah equals murder of women. No, it doesn't. Delilah is a popular song that millions of people have enjoyed, that Welsh rugby fans enjoy having a good old sing-along at halftime. I mean, rugby is one of the sports that I do enjoy. I know I'm not overly sporty, but I've been to many, many rugby games over the years. Rugby crowds are always pretty good humoured. It's good fun. Very well behaved in 99.9% of occasions. So why can't you leave them alone? Why can't you just sod off? And if the Welsh want to sing Delilah, then sing it as loudly as possible. I suspect that is what will happen today, because I believe it's either today or tomorrow the Welsh are playing at the Principality Stadium. So I hope they sing Delilah to their heart's content. Have good fun, have a great day out, and ignore these miserable grifters who just want to take away all the fun from our lives. At least that's what I think. Tell me what you think. And thanks for listening.